So it never fails. I bring in talented writers, and we talk basketball. If you haven't heard of them, the Third Street Writers is a nonprofit organization right here in town. We have workshops, public reading events, open mic beach reads, a literary journal. It's a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic idea. Amy DeSherry is the president of the Third Street Writers. With her is Rena Palumbo. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, no, thank you for coming in. How are you today?
Doing great.
Doing well.
Good. You brought me this wonderful book called Paradise with beautiful stories written by people that we all know, our friends and neighbors. Am I correct in that?
Well, that's a part of the story.
Right.
What we decided to do with this particular enterprise was to showcase Laguna Beach artists, photographers, and writers against a global stage. So while we do have a lot of local content and Orange County content, there's people from all over the world who also contributed. So that's the idea behind Beach Reads for us.
Okay, I can't wait to get into this. I really can't. Now, we recently did an event together, where writers and artists had a chance to speak their stories, if you will, and they did it on air. How'd that work out?
It was really great. It added a really elevated level of excitement to the Laguna Beach books, and thanks to them for letting us, you know, share their space, and thanks to you guys for coming. And I think it gives people encouragement that their voices are going outside of a single room, right, and reaching a greater community.
What a great idea to spotlight writers. You think of this community in every form of artist that you can have. We got singers and songwriters and comedians and painters and sculptors, but writing is an overlooked art form. It really is. It really is. Great idea. So you started this in 2015?
We did.
Okay.
And a bunch of us took a writing class at the Susie Q, taught by Christine Fugate, and we just sort of grew out of that. And now we've quadrupled in size, I think, since we first started, and we're reaching people all over Orange County.
Tell me about wine and words. There are no two wow, words that go together better than those.
What did Hemingway say? Write drunk, edit sober.
So wine and words is as part of our mission. It's part of our mission to encourage the literary arts in Orange County. So what we decided to do is start a fundraiser, okay, to have a scholarship for a Laguna Beach High School senior who wants to go into, you know, writing of some sort. So we came up with this idea of wine and words. Okay. And the basic concept is that you come, you have a great time with all of us, you have a glass of wine, you relax, and then we put you to work. You are going to go between smart, four writing stations.
Okay.
We're going to have a short fiction station, a memoir, screenwriting, and poetry. And in 15 minutes, you are going to do a lot of writing. And at the end of that, while you're having more wine and dessert, we're going to have an open mic. And if you want, you can share some of that. So it's a chance for you to just kind of come and be in an environment where writing is fun and enjoyable, and you can get started on something you've always been thinking about, or generate some ideas for some new work. So we're really, really excited about it.
This is fantastic. Now, when is this?
It's June 13th,
okay,
at Sandra Jones Campbell's studio in the Canyon.
I love Sandy.
She's really...
I just love her so much.
She's a fabulous artist, yeah, and a really generous, fabulous person.
Yes, she is. She is. To me, she's one of the shining lights in this community. So I really...
Absolutely.
And I'm glad it's there.
We are too. Yeah.
So you write, obviously. Do you find yourself just writing for purpose, or do you just sometimes just write just to, because it's what you do? Do you find it just spilling out of you so much that you write in a journal, let's say?
I journal every morning, actually. Okay. I have to be project oriented. So,
right.
So I usually have a goal of how much I want to write that day and what I'd like to do. And most times I meet the goal. Sometimes I don't. I'll be honest about it. But writing is, I think it seems very obvious to people. We all know English.
Right.
We can all spell, right? But it really is
most of us,
not me. It really is just sitting down and doing the work and then going back and revising and seeing what works and what doesn't. So it's not as maybe organic as I would love it to be. It's not for me. It's just a lot of work, but I really enjoy it and found it to be my real passion. And I'm happy to share it with other people.
Right, so. Right. And Amy, when did you start writing? When did you find that this is something I like? This is something I can do?
I think in high school. Right. Like so many writers, I had some wonderful teachers. Right. And it came out of that and writing for the school newspaper and, you know, moving on in college to more creative things. And I used to be an English teacher as well. So I know how hard it is to be both a student and a teacher with this craft. And for me, it doesn't just spill out. It's really hard, and I have to have a lot of structure. I have to be working on a project that's outlined. Right. So I'm a lot less organic, I think, than maybe some writers.
Right. I write differently. I do, and I told you before, I do stand-up comedy. So right. the comedy I write, I find it's cathartic when I do. It's cathartic as I'm writing whatever it is. But the comedy I write, it seems like I'm writing out of body almost. And then if I write like a post about my daughter on Facebook, or if I write a letter to someone, that's me. It's all, you know. So there are two phases. Do you find that in writing that you do?
No, I don't often have out of body experiences that way. But I, like I said, I need to be project oriented. So I'll have an idea for a story, and that's what I work on. I have a rough draft of a novel, and sometimes I'll want to go back and start revising that. So I guess I'm just more of a, you know, a wonk that way.
Right. Now, are you like me that when you see people make grammar errors that you call them out on it right away? Or do you let grammar errors go by?
No.
No, you don't. Good. Thank you. Raina Palumbo, give her 5 points over here, man.
She hands out red cards.
I do.
Yeah. So what do you find is the most common error as you're reading someone's writing? What is the most common of a new writer, of someone that's new? Is there a common error that they do or something? Is there a crutch that they use?
I don't focus too much on grammar with new writers. Right. I think the biggest problem new writers have is they actually censor themselves too much. Right. And they worry too much about whether or not what they're doing is right.
Right.
And I think that's one of the things we try to help people with in our Monday workshop is helping people just get over that. Get something down on paper, get some ideas out. And is it going to be perfect? Absolutely not. Right. But get something down. And if you want to work on it more, that's where the collaboration starts. And generally people tend to not write specific enough. So it's saying, hey, there's a really good kernel of an idea. Right. Get rid of the rest of that fluff and focus on that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, fine suggestion.
Yes.
That was a fine suggestion.
Don't do it.
Right? That was pretty good. I like that. Hey, you should teach a writing course.
I might.
And by the way, you meet every single Monday at 10 a.m. Tell us about that. How do we get involved? If I wanted to come, what would I do?
Just show up at the Laguna Beach Library. We meet in that nice little room next to the children's section, bring a notebook, and we sort of take it from there. We take turns leading. We do some prompt writing to get the ideas flowing. And if you have a piece that you're working on, a book or even something shorter, bring a part of it in. And if you'd like, you can share it with the group and we give feedback.
Fantastic.
I want to say it's really an experience to read your work aloud, because you hear things in it that you don't when you're simply looking it over. So sometimes even that just helps people see things that weren't there before. It's just hearing it, the words spoken, can be really revelatory.
There's a cadence to that.
Absolutely.
Right. So I'm in, man. So Wine and Words happens June 13th. How can the community get involved? How can we help?
Well, you can go to our website, thirdstreetwriters.org, and you can purchase a ticket for $30 and come join us. And you can also spread the word to your friends, because we can accommodate a lot of people and we'd love to have them all there.
Well, fantastic. Again, it's June 13th, Wine and Words. What time does it start?
Starts at 6 o'clock.
All right. And give me the address again, the web address.
Sure. Oh, the web address, thirdstreetwriters.org.
Thirdstreetwriters.org. We've been talking to Amy DeSherry, Raina Palumbo this morning. Anything else you want to tell us before we go?
To the people out there who are writers, keep writing.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved having you in studio this morning. Come back often. You guys are great.
Sure.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.